Hello, everyone, and welcome to Raw Talks podcast with me, Sarah, together with Simba and Mark from Living with the Spirit. And we are here to offer you raw and real conversations about physical, emotional, and spiritual transformation. We are specialized in regulating the nervous system, somatic work, energetics, shadow work, and deep and unique body work. Our purpose here today is to share our journey and our teachings with conscious leaders just like you and to unlock anything that is holding you back from living a life of freedom and purpose. We are truly grateful and honored to have you with us, and let's explore. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Raw Talks Podcasts with my guys, Simba and Mark. Hey, guys.
Howdy.
It feels like I haven't been on a podcast forever, but then I realized I was on last week's podcast. I just remember that as I said it. I was like, oh, I haven't done a podcast in a long time.
Feels like a long time.
Feels like a long time. But it feels, anyway, it feels good to be back. Today we have a really, really good topic. It's self-mastery. And self-mastery is, so Mark is our self-mastery guy. And under self-mastery, we also have, it's like the lifestyle. It's like how to achieve what you want to achieve. So the lifestyle is basically a self-mastery process I'm going to start with Simba. What is self-mastery to you?
When I look at mastery, I really look at it as a practice or a value that becomes part of who you are. It becomes an expression of who you are. So it can start as something you actually consciously have to or not have to, that you choose to do, but it becomes part of who you are. It's a philosophy. So my first self-mastery came from martial arts. We learn how to show up on time, how to bow, to respect seniors. This is how you throw a punch until you don't have to think about it. It just happens without there's a thought process present. But in this case, I think we're talking about character development, that you develop certain traits, habits, and practices, and you practice them long enough so they become autonomous, they become part of who you are, and ultimately that allows you to master the different aspects of life, emotions, thoughts, sensations, and yourself, you know, because we're going through changes as we age in life.
Cool, I like that. I also get the martial arts connection straight away. I get the Karate Kid vibes, you know, painting the fence. So it was funny that you said the same thing. What is your take on it, Mark? Because you don't have the martial arts background in that sense. I mean, you do in the sword fighting, but not from the maybe Asian dojo kind of, you know, discipline.
No,
kind of way.
opposite.
That was very revealing. I don't know if anyone saw that. not have any of that.
To be honest, the majority of my life, I didn't have self-mastery. And I even, you know, practiced the opposite of self-mastery, which is just pure hedonism. Just means just like do whatever you want, whenever you want, however you want to do it. Doesn't matter what other people think, just do it. And you know, that has no discipline, and it kind of leads to a road of corruption. My saving grace, though, actually was the sword fighting, because it was the only area in my life that required me to have some self-mastery, because you can't even compete in this level of sword fighting unless you're able to demonstrate that you have proper technique and proper usage of the sword. And in order for me to do that, I had to practice a lot, and I had to get really good, and I had to demonstrate that I had the ability to be safe and also hit all the targets and all that. So I think that was kind of like the opening for me to realize that I have the potential to be greater than what I am, and that there's some feeling inside of me, there's some courage bubbling up inside of me that is demonstrating that I can be better than what I have been doing before. So that was kind of the intro to self-mastery. Since I've met you guys, it's been a lot deeper. And, you know, now we look at it from the nervous system perspective, which is a whole other level of self-mastery. You know, it's your ability to be grounded. You know, that's something that's in your control when you choose to look at it and choose to take steps to ground your nervous system. It might take some time. It might take some effort. It might take some guidance from Simba, but it's possible.
Yeah, I like what you said. That I mean, I love the fact that it's the martial arts that kind of connects it for all of us, the self-mastery, but also the way that you mentioned that to go deeper and to go beyond with the nervous system, since you started to work with us. And for me, the self-mastery is so when before I started with my practice and to do whatever we're doing here, I feel like I was like a victim of my circumstances. I honestly believed that, or I don't even know if that was a conscious belief, but you know that anger just happens because someone else walks into the room and says something stupid or whatever I thought was wrong, or, you know, and then I have an emotional upheaval. I didn't at all understand that I can take back that power completely, and I can actually choose when I feel what, and not from a robot kind of happy, sad, you know, not like that, but it's like, it's more that I completely understand whatever is happening. I know where it comes from, and most uncomfortable emotions comes from some sort of imprint in the past, and I have the power to navigate that. I have the power to navigate through it. I can take care of myself if I fail. If, you know, it's like I understand what's going on, and I have the ability to master myself within that.
Yeah. And just this weekend, I was doing a flow riding activity that Sarah was helping to guide. And I was really kind of brainstorming on, like, what is self-mastery? Because it's kind of a generic term. I mean, we've kind of hit on a few of the things, and discipline is also another one of those things that we'll bring up about self-mastery. But I wanted to be able to kind of like paint a picture or a roadmap of what does it look like for you to establish self-mastery. So, you know, let's say that you have zero self-mastery, or maybe a tiny bit. What does it look like to have full self-mastery? So during the flow writing, I started like writing all of these phrases. And when I was done, I noticed, and this is just by pure happenstance, that it actually kind of connected the dots between how a person would feel in their body going from no self-mastery to full self-mastery. And so I wrote that down in these six steps. Maybe we can share that.
Yeah, go ahead. That's super cool.
All right. So Sarah, just like you mentioned earlier about this victim state, right? That's kind of the base level where a lot of people are feeling at. So when you stop feeling like a victim and you realize, like, hey, I have the power. And that power starts with trusting yourself. Okay. So just that first step is like, hey, I'm not a victim anymore. I can trust myself. That new trust then allows your nervous system to feel more grounded. And when you feel more grounded, you immediately begin to feel a sense of playfulness again. And playfulness is that fun feeling in your body where things are curious and, you know, you like to make jokes and be okay with yourself. So once you feel that way in your body, we're kind of painting the picture here of self-mastery, then that gives you a bit of courage. So playfulness leads to courage. When you have courage, then you're able to stand up for yourself. You're able to set boundaries. You're able to speak your truth. That means for yourself and also in your relationships. That's where the healthy boundaries really comes in. Once you've established healthy boundaries for yourself and in your relationship, then you start to take that outside into your communities. and you know, whatever small groups of people you hang out with, or your tribe, or the people you work with, then you start to connect to a sense of purpose. How do I fit in with the world? How do I fit in with this community? How do I fit in with this tribe? Once you feel that sense of purpose, then all of a sudden this wellspring of gratitude comes up from inside. And it's this feeling like, hey, life's pretty good. I have it pretty good, and I'm pretty happy, even if there's ups and downs and bumps along the way. And then finally, all of those feelings combined on this, you know, path towards self-mastery, you start to feel peaceful. You start to feel harmony. And this is really ultimately what self-mastery is about. It's about all of these steps combined together and not just one of them separately. One of them separately by themselves, like playfulness, for example, is all good, but we're really looking for that freedom to live our life. So hopefully that kind of, you know, paints a picture of what would it look like physically in your body and intellectually. What are the different steps towards self-mastery?
Sounds like a very good description. I also like the, in this workshop that we did, you were also working with, I mean, like this is the pathways, feels like, you know, moving forward. But I also like the slides that you were working with, the scales was really nice. Like you really have a way of breaking it down so it makes it practical, because all of these things, like you said, it can be very unspecific, but I really like how you make it tangible and practical. So there's a clear path. What am I doing? What step am I on? How does it look like?
Well, I think my background as an educator, specifically in the realm of instructional design, it's been my job for such a long time to take a concept and then break it down into lots of steps so that people can easily understand it. So that's kind of the mindset that I had with self-mastery. It's like, okay, how can I break this down? Let's make it steps. Let's make a scale. So, you know, educators have these things that they do. They make formulas and, you know, steps to follow. And so I just kind of use that same philosophy. Well, because it works and people can follow it. And if we can keep it somewhere with like a 3, 6, or 9 step, then it becomes even easier. You remember 3, 6, or 9 things usually.
Yep. So how many steps was this?
6.
Yep. So why self-mastery, Simba? Why is the self-mastery such a huge part of your process to freedom, or, you know, happiness, or, you know, all these broad, unspecific goals in the future?
Well, because anything you do, your first model is always with yourself. Any relationship you have, any way you look at anything starts with yourself. Like if you look at something, if I look at that lamp, I know it's a lamp because I know I'm not a lamp. I have something. It's like an echolode. You know, I have something to refer it against. So when you start to practice self-mastery, you're going to work with that one thing that you're measuring everything against, right? So you get to know yourself. It becomes clearer. What is it that I'm doing? What is this thing outside of me? But also, you are the one that's going to be in all the situations in your entire life. So if you can start to master yourself and work with yourself, you're working with the only thing that you can control, because you can't control anyone else. Sure, you know, forcefully and so on, which is not right, but you can't really control someone, right? And you can't really control the outcomes fully. Right? You can affect them, and you can change them. And sure, you're limitless as a conscious being. But the one thing you can change and affect is yourself. And once you start to change and affect yourself, that's when you can make a real change, as Mark said, as an educator. You know, it's like if you don't embody what you're teaching or what you're doing, then you're leading with an intellectual concept, and there's going to be a discrepancy between seeing, feeling what that looks like versus someone has an idea of it. So I think you need to show that to yourself first, not as a ideal necessarily, but you need to know what you're capable of. And I think that's what self-fulfillment and all these things comes from, self-realization. What am I capable of doing? And if I can navigate and master myself and the aspects I consider to be myself, then anything I do from there, it's going to be easier because I started in the right path. I started with self-mastery. Anything else I do stems from that blueprint, from those values. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense. If I would say, so I would be super specific and super sharp. If let's see if you agree with this, but if you don't have self-mastery, you don't really have anything.
Agree.
Yeah.
And, you know, when so the things that I, so you're Simba is specializing in nervous system work and grounding and body mastery and the somatics, right? And I specialize in business mastery. And there's a reason why I call that business mastery, because it starts with yourself. And I also specialize in the evolutionary manifestation process and how to kind of create a life that is really, really aligned with who you are and what you want to accomplish while you're here in this lifetime and all of that. But I also work with energetics. I also work with embodiment. I also work a lot with spirituality and all of these things. And the self-mastery is the absolute key to all of it. It all comes down to the self-mastery. I mean, if you're going to manifest anything in your life, you have to be true to yourself and show up for yourself. Because how you show up for yourself is how you show up for the world and for anyone else that you encounter in any situation, whatever you deal with. And manifestation is a process that is going on 24/7. It's not something that you practice a little bit in the morning. It's your external world is a hologram of your internal world. So if you want to upgrade anything in your life, business, professionals, relationships, health, money, you know, when I look into the energetics of all of these things, it's all about who you are and how you show up in the world. So the self-mastery is the key to everything, absolutely everything. So I like what you said, Simba, because that's where I'm coming from as well. What do you think, Mark?
Yeah, I think that, like you said, self-mastery is everything. And that might be kind of sharp, but I think to make it even sharper, you could say that if you're not a master of yourself, somebody else will gladly be.
Ooh.
You know, and
yeah.
If you're not a master of yourself, then you're a slave to someone else. You know, there's all kinds of ways we could point that, but really it's about taking ownership of who you are and who you want to be. It's your choice. You decide what is it that you want to do and how you want to behave. And once you have that authority, then you can do whatever you want.
Yep. And that's what it's about, right? The authority of being your own authority. Right. And that covers your health, that covers your money, that covers any kind of boundary setting, people pleasing. It doesn't really matter where you start business. I mean, I already mentioned those things. It all comes back to you. It's not, I mean, of course, you know, in my business mastery, I have tons of strategies and how to set everything up, you know, the masculine structures, of course, but it's, where do you come from when you do that? Because anyone can learn the skills, but it's who you are and how you show up with those skills that is going to determine, you know, anything in your life.
Yeah. And the self-mastery is also about being grounded in your nervous system so that you can handle anything that comes in life. And so that when you do make choices, it's coming from a grounded state, which means it's going to be in harmony with what you want and in harmony with the universe. So these things kind of have to come in hand. The grounding and the self-mastery should be built with each other, next to each other.
Simba, what would you say the connection is between self-mastery and nervous system?
Agency. That you have the awareness to realize what you are consciously, unconsciously giving your power to. So you're right with what you said, Mark. You know, that's definitely the way it is. And sure, it might sound harsh and these things, but it really comes down to if you don't feel fully in charge of yourself, then that could come from a trauma, definitely, most likely does. But if you're not fully in charge of yourself, consciously and unconsciously, you're giving your power away to something else. And I mean, part of it we do, you know, we're in a group, we live in society and so on. We're not full hedonists, like you said, you know, like savages, but it's a balance with sovereignty too. You know, what's really mine? If I'm unable to do a lot of things, is it because I don't want to do them, or is it because I don't allow myself to do it because something happened to me? Or, you know, it all comes down to choices when you're looking at any kind of journey when we're working with personal development. And I think the choices we make, they really come from a grounded nervous system of feeling agency, feeling a sense of I have the ability to make a change. And many times we have the experiences that puts us away from that feeling, and we might tell ourselves that story and we continue down that narrative or that story to the point where we don't realize that I'm the one holding on to the story and this is not true anymore. It was true when I was a kid, but it's not true right now. So the self-mastery really is about reclaiming your personal power. And the personal power is what you both talked about, that you stem everything from. You create your business, your social life, or your body, like you mentioned, or, you know, like all of these things. So I think the bridge is really taking back that awareness and agency. I'm able to do something about the situation. I'm able to make a change. What I do matters. My voice is important. I can express myself. It's okay for me to say, no, I don't agree with that person. It doesn't take anything away from my value as a being. All of those things, you know, are just experiences that puts a lid on who we are. So I think the personal process of this, the self-mastery, is really coming out of that and realize, I think everyone's looking for that. What's my full potential? Not to get validation, but what am I meant to hear? How do I look like when I'm at my peak? And maybe you remember that saying, Mark, there's like this old Greek saying, said it's like something, a man's, I think they mean human, not man as a man, but a man's greatest quest is something like to see themselves at the peak of their practice, of their physicality. I'm paraphrasing because I really don't remember the quote, but it has to do with seeing yourself at the peak of what you can become, not for validation, but for you, for self-fulfillment. And you can't really have that if you just carry a lot of trauma and you don't think you're able to do so.
I think the line, it's from the Stoic philosopher Socrates. It said it would be a shame for a man to die not knowing his full potential.
That's the one.
That's a quote that you need to use, Mark.
Okay.
That's a very
powerful statement right there. Because when I look at myself, that's exactly what I'm feeling. I'm here to see what I can become.
Yeah.
That's like, I mean, I understand now why I never had a hobby. I have nothing that pulls me away from my dharma.
That is your hobby. It's like your full-time.
It's always been my hobby. Personal development has always been my hobby. Building business.
Yeah.
Business and working on myself is the only two things that I really, really enjoy. And now lately I want to go horseback riding. I want to go, you know, I can like, wow, it would be so fun to just ride, you know, cool, vehicles in the jungle and, you know, more adventurous, but I'm so focused. And when you said that, like, it's about finding my full potential, whatever that is. I mean, I have a pretty clear, you know, direction and everything, but that's all that it is. And I know, I think that there's a lot of people waking up, especially, you know, around our age, you know, 25.
Yeah.
Oh, 45. Oh, 46. No, but I mean, as we get older, this is kind of, you know, it starts to press on us a little bit. You know, is this it? So I start, it's typical. I have a question, because I would like to see what your take is on person, the mastery of self-mastery of, you know, the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual aspects, like the difference between them. If we start with the physical aspect, what would you say that entails?
Well, if I go back to that same quote, that Stoic philosopher Socrates, he was also a very fit guy. And back in those days in the Greek gymnasiums, the philosophy took place in the gymnasium. So they would become the best possible physical vessel that they could, because the best possible physical vessel would lead to the best possible emotional body and spiritual body.
Yep. So
see that they're all connected, mm-hmm. and you can't start and not have the other ones also affected. So you can probably start at the spiritual level and realize that, hey, I need to get grounded. And then, hey, I'm grounded. I need to get, you know, some strength in my body. Or you could start at the physical. But any change that you make will have an effect on the others.
What do you say, Simba?
It's funny. I was thinking the exact same line of thoughts with the Greek agoras, where they practice everything together. What I could add to it maybe is... it allows you to go very deep into introspection. And if I look at a lot of scientific advancements and, you know, things like this, that we have hinges on doors that we can open and close, that came from they went through cadavers and find how joints work in the human body. So it's a bit of a morbid example, but it has to do with when you start to look within and you strengthen yourself and you master yourself, you start to realize those processes that it requires to do so mentally, emotionally, physically, and it sets you on a spiritual journey, because you won't be as easily persuaded by other people what they say, because you know your own truth. Not that you have to enter into conflict with someone else, but it gives you a sense of confidence, strength, personal power, agency. And I think the more we act from that place, the less conflict it will be, because I feel safe. I have nothing to prove to you. Sure, we can meet and we can argue and we have our things and friction, but there is not a sense of lack. I have to take what Mark has to me feel. He has to take what I... There's none of that when I feel in my own power and I focus on being the best version of myself. So it creates a lot of harmony.
Yeah. I heard another... fitness coach, and he said that your physical body is a direct mirror of your self-mastery.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, the physical body. Can we just dive into that a little bit? What that means, you know, to be how the physical body affects. I mean, not in depth, but we have systems like our main organs. We have the lymphatic system. We have the nervous system. We have the fascia. You know, that's just one of the main, like we have the gut and the brain. You know, like there's these main systems in the body. And if they are down, then our whole experience, I used to call it our life experience, is going to be widely affected. So, you know, the teachings of health and wealth and success and happiness and all of that goes through the physical body. That is the absolute key, because that's how you navigate the world. So if the body is in good physical shape, then your emotional shape will be good. If your emotional shape is good, then your spiritual health is good. So it all comes from the body, because it's the connection, it's your connection to your body. And in absolute core, the level of grounding you have in your nervous system will directly affect all of, you know, the health in the physical, the health in the emotional, and the health in the spiritual, which then just affects every single level of your existence. So it's like the fact that most people are looking on the outside for the next step, for the solution, for the problem. It's usually, I mean, some, of course, you need to have your life in order, but if you don't have yourself in order, nothing will be in order. So it's the absolute key.
There's a saying, a healthy man has a million or thousand wishes, and someone that's sick only has one, right? Or a dying man only has one. Mm-hmm. And I think it really summarized what you said. You have all these ideas of what we should do and shouldn't do, but when your health gets put into jeopardy or you start to feel that mortality, you realize, wow, none of this is possible unless I have a strong vessel. I'm not talking about six pack and I'm going to lift this much or any of that, you know. I'm talking more about the quality of life, I would say. I mean, I worked as a personal trainer for far too long, I usually say. I worked through many different phases. When you're a personal trainer, what usually happens is you like something, and then you like something else, and then you like something else. You do kettlebells, you do strength training, you do calisthenics. You go through different phases, right? And what I noticed with people when I was working from all ranges of life, and myself included, that up until like 35, it was a lot of performance-based training. How much do I lift? How fast do I run? And, you know, there was this boxes trying to tick off to have a certain standard, which can be good. But at some point after 35, I kind of went like, you know, I just want to feel good. I want to feel really strong to do what I want to do, but I want to feel good. Like my whole way into personal training was that I wanted to do good in martial arts. I didn't even like lifting weights, and I was working with it full time, you know? But it was that I did so I could do that. So I believe it really has to do with values, like what's important for you right now. I'm not saying it's wrong to, oh, I lift this much in weight. That might be important for you where you're at in your stage in life. But at a later point, maybe you want to be able to play with your kids or with your grandkids or wake up in the morning and don't have a backache, or, you know, quality of life, I think, is what a healthy body gives you. Whatever that quality of life is, whatever is of importance to you, you know, figure it out. I don't know what that is. But for me, I would say, as I'm slowly aging, is really feeling strong in my body to do what I want to do and just stay away from diseases. I mean, I haven't had a cold since, you know, not even the last couple of years. Nothing at all. People get sick, all kinds of stuff. I work with people exposed to them all the time. Nothing. So those are the kind of things that I look for when I say a healthy body. I feel strong enough to do what I want to do. I can run, I can hike, I can do this. Sure, I can do 200 kilos in deadlift, but I'm not a tractor. What does that matter? For me, nothing.
Yeah, but this is really interesting, because the physical shape, if we remove the visual, you know, like, doesn't matter what you look like, and you remove the performance, you know, like, I can bench press this, I can lift this, I can do this, I can, you know, spin on one finger, you know, like Simba used to be able to do. It's not about the performance. It's about, because the physical health will determine your life experience, how you feel about yourself, how you feel about the world, how you view the world, your mindset of the world, your belief systems of the world. It's not even as, oh, I want to wake up in the morning and not have pain. It's like when the physical health goes down, then everything sucks. It's like how you feel about yourself, how you feel about everything in your life, your motivation, your creativity, your ability to get things done, your ability to have fun, you know, all of that, the emotional experience is connected to the physical. And just like the status of the organ and the different symptoms, the systems that I shared earlier, that will determine just like you open your eyes in the morning and then boom, there comes a feeling. Is that excitement of life, or is that, you know, this heaviness or whatever it is? So it's not even as simple as pain. It's the whole experience. And that's why it's so freaking important.
Yeah, and if self-mastery is something that you're interested in, I'm going to be dishing up some more offers around self-mastery and these topics. And one of the things that we have coming up soon is Sarah and I, like we have been doing, we're going to work together and talk about daily routines. Because self-mastery doesn't just come overnight. It's something that you have to build and something you have to keep proving to yourself. And by having a solid routine in your life, this helps to establish, like a sense of balance. And with this sense of balance of doing some regular things and some regular maintenance, then you start to feel like, hey, I've got control of my life. I can do these things and stay committed to that. So we're going to be launching a daily routine program starting July 30th. And we're going to talk about mainly three parts. What does a good morning routine look like? What is a good evening routine? And then what are some routine things that's like a snack routine? What are these little things that you can sprinkle in throughout your day? And we'll be doing some somatic activities, giving you some examples of things that you can try, some grounding tools, meditations. And ultimately, it's about making a routine that works for you to help you build your own self-mastery and not necessarily just following a routine that we give you. So it's like Simba mentioned earlier, how important agency is in this process. You have to embody it for yourself and make your own decisions. We're just here to guide you along the way, give you some advice, and tell you what has worked for us.
Yeah, as Mark is launching his personal brand, self-mastery and the healthy masculine is his main things that he's working on. So we've been launching a couple of courses already. We already have a relationship course called Sacred Union that is a self-paced course. And we're now wrapping up the Slicing Through the Veil of the Ego that is also a self-mastery course. So what we will be doing in from now is Mark and I will launch small bite-sized courses that can be self-paced courses, but within the whole dynamic of self-mastery. So Mark is our self-mastery guy, and we're going to start sharing these building blocks of the self-mastery. And the next one is the daily routines. And I mean, that's just the cornerstone of everything. So I would say that if that is for you who maybe have a routine at the moment, but you want to really sharpen it up. And if you're joining us live, then you also have the ability to get our eyes and ears on your particular routines. And we will also give you the different building blocks so you can kind of mix and match. And we will deep dive into everything. And because the daily routines is what builds your life, period. If that is the gateway or the road, the crossroads. It's like either you're doing it or you're not doing it. That's like, it's one of the most important aspects to to change anything that you have going on in your life. So if you have a strong daily routine, then you know that you're on your way to transformation. Then you know, it doesn't matter if it's within business, if it's health, if it's your relationship, it doesn't matter. It's, you got to start showing up and doing the daily routines will show you exactly where your nervous system is, exactly what you, where your belief systems are at, exactly where your emotional mastery is at, because it's all going to come to the surface. And that's the point, you know, it's, we're here to make way and clean house, to make room for new, to make room for that potential that we talked about. You know, what is it that I want to accomplish in my life? That's what we're making room for. So it's the daily routines, it's a mirror for everything. So it's a very, very cool thing to start with, because you have so many, you get so many answers in there. And during that time, it's a 3-week course, then you will also get the ability to get personal feedback and ask your questions, like, what's, I have this and this situation going on, what do you think about this, what do you want me to do? So it's a very, very cool opportunity to get closely acquainted to the self-mastery guy. And also, if you sign up now, then you will get a private session with Mark that you can use anytime during the program to really sharpen your own sword. So yeah, when did it start again?
July 30th.
July 30th. And if they want to sign up and have more information, just reach out to any of us, but maybe Mark.
Yeah, reach out to me. And if you know already that this is for you and you want to sign up, let me know. Take advantage of that free session with me.
Yep. And Mark also have a one-on-one self-mastery private session package coming up later. So there will be many opportunities to work with Mark with the self-mastery.
Yeah. And in my one-on-one container, we're going to take a very deep dive into those 6 aspects that I mentioned earlier in the podcast. And so during a 3-month container, we'll go through each of those together to help you on your own path to self-mastery.
Yeah. So you have 2 options. So let us know if that's for you. And also follow Mark on Instagram. What's your handle?
Mark W. Barnett.
Mark W. Barnett. Super cool. And this year is the last year of retreats. Last year of the retreats. If you want to go fully deep dive in your self-mastery, you can come join us for our signature 21-day jungle retreat, where we go very, very deep into any physical, emotional, or spiritual ailments that you have that is blocking your road to freedom, to success, to self-mastery. And it's a designed group program. We have 4 slots. We start 1 time each month, and we take you through a very, very interesting journey into the self, where we go through physical detoxification, emotional detoxification, spiritual detoxification, and you get hands down the best nervous system treatments and the best somatic work that you can get in this side of the galaxy. So we have a couple of slots left. We have 2 in July, 2 in August, 4 in September. And then I think it's fully booked for the rest of the year, because we have October is almost full. And we have in November, we have a very, very special kind of retreat. It's a TRE intervention retreat with Simba and Mark for TRE providers and TRE certification trainers. So it's a shorter version. It's 5 days. So we have 3 starting groups instead of 1 our full 21-day program, we have 4 people starting week 1, 4 people starting week 2, 4 people starting week 3. And this is a very, very unique opportunity, because if you have been looking at whatever Simba is doing lately, he's going into the future and the innovation of TRE, and he is really taking the intervention aspects of TRE to the next step. And he's also experimenting with the combination of TRE and other modalities. So this is not something that you can get anywhere on this planet, actually. This is a very, very particular style of doing things, and with the mastery of Simba and the grounding. And yeah, it's going to be absolutely phenomenal, because if you join, you will also get a lot of healing for yourself. It's not only, you know, practicing doing it on other people, because there's only four people, and you're going to have a very deep journey on for yourself. So this is really for you who wants to take your TRE personal practice to the next level, but also as a provider, but also as your, for your self-healing. So this is a win-win-win-win situation. And that is in November. You can look at our website, livingwiththespirit.com, or reach out to us, and we will send you all the deets, all the details. That's it from me.
A whole lot of winning.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Whole lot going on.
Yeah, that's a wonderful year. And I really appreciate this conversation. It's been really fun as well to elaborate on and just see all the good stuff that comes from it.
Yep. And if you want to know more about what Simba's doing with the TRE, add him on Facebook. Simba Stenqvist. And you can follow me on Instagram if you like. Sara Stenqvist. Since I haven't been talking about myself. Anyway, lots of love to everyone. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see you next time. Ciao. Thank you so much for tuning in. And please send us a DM for any questions, inquiries, or consultations. Please follow us on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on LinkedIn. And please visit our website, livingwiththespirit.com, to read more about us and what we do. And remember, freedom and purpose is your birthright. Lots of love.